Axis Mundi.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Mild at Heart. My name is Brad Onishi, and this is our series on love, sex, and masculinity after purity culture. I want to talk today one more time about masculinity and sex, and I want to do so just by sharing some of my personal experiences. As I mentioned way back in one of the first episodes, I, in many ways, on the surface, look like the kind of man who fits really well into purity culture and to evangelical masculinity and so on. I'm straight, I am biracial, but there are many context, or at least there were when I was younger, where I was white passing. And I think a lot of folks were able to, and this happens a lot in evangelical churches, to overlook my kind of mixed heritage and perhaps just see me as white. And it helped that I was taught to background my Asian American identity and to kind of really leave that aside when it came to my faith and my participation in the community. I also grew up playing sports. I was a basketball player in high school and grew up playing soccer and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, on the surface, it would seem that like I was the kind of person who would maybe just fit in without any concern. On the other hand, as I mentioned, I was very much into books and reading by the time I got to the late stages of high school. I'm also dyspraxic. And I know for some of you that may be a new term, but dyspraxia means in essence that you have different neurological pathways. Some people use the word neurodiverse or neurodivergent to describe it. And what it means in summary is just that my coordination and my ability to do things in terms of dexterity are very different than others. And so for me to, when I was a kid, learn how to tie my shoes or to you know, color within the lines, it was extremely difficult and it took a long time. What that translated into as I got older is I'm just very, it's not that I'm not good at, it's that I'm, I'm incapable to a degree that is sort of extreme to do minor house projects, hanging pictures or doing things around the house that, like hanging a shelf or, you know, putting together IKEA furniture or whatever that seem pretty minor. Those things are very, 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 very difficult for me. So I was not the kind of guy who could help with construction projects or build things with the men or, you know, blah, blah, blah. That was just never me. Now, the reason I bring that up is because I always tried to hide in evangelical culture from the fact that I didn't do those quote unquote man things. You know, people would look to men to, you know, whatever was going on in the church or the youth group, right, to help out with the new building project. You know, if we were constructing a new, you know, shed or a new something on campus, you know, some of the men would do that. Or when you're getting ready to go to camp and there's tents to put up, you know, who's going to put up the tents and the stakes and who's going to make sure all the things are done the right way? Who's going to drive the trailer and back it in the right way and do it in a way that all the men approve of? And who's going to do things in the most efficient and you know, kind of smart way? We did a missions trip one time and the goal was to build two houses. And, you know, of course, all the men were sent to do the heavy building and the women were sent to do all the other sort of stuff, you know, take care of kids and prepare meals. And for me, it was just a week of trying to figure out how to make it so that no one could see that I really wasn't doing anything and couldn't contribute in any way without getting made fun of or called names or whatever, right? there was a lot, so many spaces and so many instances on a daily basis where I was always just trying to make sure that nobody could see that I wasn't fulfilling the role of man.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.